Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. As many of you know, this show was originally conceived years ago as a show to assist men in their personal development and living in a more authentic and courageous fashion. Front and center to my philosophy is the central and essential role of men's groups and retreats to awaken and accelerate the hero on his most authentic path. The benefits of this approach for men has yielded some of the best men that I know, and I know a lot of men. The truth is that men and women admire men who live with a lot of heart, and to live with a lot of heart, you need to do the work to peel back some of the shadow and trauma and armor that has kept the heart from leading the man. I've seen this so many times in men's retreats and circles, and it can seem daunting at first to the uninitiated. The good news? You aren't in it alone. In fact, you absolutely need other men in your corner, fighting for you and modeling truth and authenticity where there was previously denial and repression. The whole thing takes on a sort of mythical theme as we witness one another build skills that will take us to new heights as men. Some of these skills, like greater emotional intelligence and clarity of purpose, act almost like superpowers for men as they do their work. You find that your ego attachment starts to loosen as you let go of patterns that no longer serve your higher purpose. Cooperation with the male tribe begins to replace reflexive competitiveness. You start to stand a little taller as you realize that all of us men share common themes and common wounds. Let's go talk about this and more with my friend Jimmy, who is putting together a great retreat, and I have the honor to co-create and co-lead with him. Enjoy the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Stand Up Now Apparel. Stand Up Now has amazing designs centered on God, family, freedom, and patriotism. They use only the softest cotton in their designs and have gear for the whole family. There's something for everyone, Base Campers. I know you're going to love their products. Go support them at www.standupnowapparel.com and use the code BASECAMP to receive a 10% discount and free shipping. And now, on to our interview. My guest today is Jimmy Allen. Jimmy is a friend, a father, a leader in men's personal development, and a fitness and personal trainer. Here is my interview with Jimmy Allen. All right, I am here with Jimmy Allen, my friend and men's leader, health and fitness expert, Jimmy Allen. Jimmy, welcome to Base Camp for Men. It is great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Tony. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to having you on. We're putting together this men's retreat. We're going to talk all about that. It's just been great getting to know you over the last, 6 months or so. Before we get into everything, just give us a little bit of a background, like where you're from, where you live now, family, and, what do you do for work?
Yeah. So I grew up in Washington State here, on the other side of the mountains over in Lake Chelan. And so a small town. And, I had a leadership journey kind of back through high school. I was really involved in a couple of class presidents, ASP president, was involved in the state. And then just as after I graduated, kind of lost interest in any sort of leadership as I started having kids. So I have a couple of kids and got three grandkids as well. And so they're all in the Puget Sound area here. And I've always been interested in, fitness. So I got a degree in PE and health for teaching back in 2000. And never got into teaching at that time. The market was pretty poor for PE teachers. And dipped my toe into entrepreneur businesses and some tech software, and landed again teaching and working with adults, and was introduced to yoga and trained a couple of adult classes over there in Spokane, and just fell in love with it. And that's been my journey for the last 6 or 7 years. I've had my own personal training company, and that's about the amount of time too that I've also started working with MIM is about 6 years ago.
Yeah, you
So.
know, what's interesting is I think you were the first man I had met who led skillfully, because I've been in your circles, men's groups and men's retreats that wasn't connected to the Mankind Project, because I had done that, and that's a big, my listeners know all about that because I've talked a lot about it and had many men that have been leaders on those weekends as guests. But you were the first one that I had come across that had not done that training. And so I was really, you know, curious and interested. And then turns out you're like super skilled facilitator. Just been so impressed, and you know, your groups are great. I love being in the space with you. But what was the impetus? Like, my listeners know what sparked mine. I don't need to get into that necessarily, but I'm just kind of curious, like, how did you end up either gravitating towards a men's circle, a men's wisdom council, however people phrase it these days, or led you to start your own, maybe because there wasn't anything that you saw? Like, why men's work? Why inner work for men? Like, how did that call to you? What was that looking like?
Yeah, and I think part of that comes into the just geography of where I was living. I was over in the Spokane area and met a really good buddy at a yoga retreat up in North Idaho. And we just became quick friends and we started a men's group. And a lot of that was because we, in our conversations, we discovered that we both kind of have, you know, done some work around our any of our trauma and responses to that, and have done work, and we're working on being a better human, I guess. And that there was just not many men's groups around at all. I mean, there's a group that was working up in Sandpoint, Idaho. They're very active, very similar to the Mankind Project. But there was just nothing. And I just gotten my yoga teaching certificate, and I knew a bunch of female yogis and you know, sound bath performers and stuff like that. I was getting involved in this community, and all of these goddesses that have done all of this self work were just begging for my buddy Charles and I to do some stuff. And so we started a men's group. And we just wanted to, we went into it just, hey, we want to talk about some of the things that we've done, some of the books we've read, and just, and talk about to men about really fast forward to now in the Duckabush retreat that we're going to be putting on, talk about the things that men don't talk about. You know, last night we talked about on my group call, rest and repose. And it was an amazing conversation. And there was, you know, there was a couple of guys that have never even considered how they rest. And it's that there's just this hunger for guys to want to do things with other guys and to conversate and to be with and have that camaraderie. So that was kind of the impetus, I think. And I was also realizing that I had a bunch of female friends and I wanted to have some guy friends. So it's like, so create something if there's not something there, you know, guys that were also interested in trying to be the best version of themselves.
Well, and then I still hear this from men if they're looking at maybe doing getting into a group. You know, you still hear this: men don't talk about their feelings, or men aren't supposed to talk about their feelings. And what do you say to those guys if you kind of sense that maybe somebody's, you might get a man that seems like he's leaning into the conversation a little, but then he's got that first kind of defense of like, well, that's not what men do. Men don't get together and talk about their feelings. Is that what men's work is, or is there a lot more to talking about your feelings than the way that they kind of dismiss it as It's almost like a dismissal of like, oh, women do that, but men don't do that, right?
Yeah, and I would say it's even more of a more than even a dismissal. What I find, because I was pondering this question, and I have actually never had a guy straight up and come out and say that. You know what I mean? So it's buried beneath even that, even being able to say that, guys, I was trying to think, have I really ever talked to a guy who said that? And that's not the case. The guys that don't want to talk about it, or it just they brush it aside, and so deflection, I guess, and deflect to a different subject. And they just aren't open to it. So it's almost like this locked, closed door. And I've seen it open, and that's what I love, opening those doors so, men can see that, it's safe, and other guys are having these thoughts and feelings as well.
Well, and I think that men hunger to hear other men speak the truth about their inner life. I think there's a masculine way to phrase this kind of work, because I think when they when people say, you know, you're talking about your feelings, it feels very feminine. But the fact of the matter is, I've heard the most amazing stories in men's circles, and I don't really consider it always talking about their feelings, although they're accessing their inner life. There's this kind of resonance with the man's truth. And the truth about where he's at in his life, and maybe where he's been doing well, but also maybe more importantly, where he's not doing well. And I think as men, I'd be interested to hear your take on this. You know, we've been so taught to be stoic, right? Like I saw it all around me growing up. You know, men did not talk about getting their ass kicked, emotionally, spiritually. If a man did not have good direction, often in my working class town, the response I saw from the men that I grew up looking up to because they were older than me was kind of drinking at the bar, getting fucked up, and kind of veering out of control, almost taking risks with themselves, where they had no place to sort of put it. Does that make sense? Like they it became this kind of, you know, they had all that masculine energy, but there wasn't any kind of tuning fork for them.
And I think that that's so amazing what the Mankind Project has done, or the Mankind Project is that was really one of the first that was so well organized, and they do such an incredible job on those weekends, of having guys come together and being able to experience and the connection that happens, because it's really cool to witness a guy feeling emotions and then sitting with them and then being able to talk about them, and that. To see vulnerability from another guy, it kind of melts all of that. And I've seen some really gruff guys in some of the retreats, whether they be older or younger, but just some really closed guys that just I just witnessed them melt. And this that charade that you're talking about, that we've kind of were programmed, to have this tough exterior and to not show emotions, that it just melts away. And it's really, really cool. And as a facilitator, it's demonstrating that almost right at the very beginning.
What have you learned over the years? Like what has been some of the main things, the takeaways from part leading and participating in these circles? Like when you reflect back, like what was the medicine that you got as a man out of these circles? I know it's probably different a little bit each time, but what is the medicine that you've consistently taken away from them?
It's so many, but I think to speak to a couple, to be able to witness and see other men. I feel that that is something that is really rare in our society, for men and women, for humans, but for men specifically, just to be seen and witnessed and heard is, I guess it's that heart opening. And when that heart opens, it's just it come it men want to share. So I think that's always that always stuns me. That always kind of is, oh yeah, here we go again. This is how it is. You create this really safe container, and guys will talk about anything and everything as openly as they want to, and dig in and really do work. And I think that, I mean, gosh, just co-facilitated a retreat this last spring, over there in Coeur d'Alene. And the thing that I love about facilitating is that each time I'm not leading or teaching every one of the modules or activities. And so I get to experience those. And even this last one that I did with a group over there was a stark reminder that I have continuous work to do. That, it's almost like, man, I got to this certain plateau and I'm doing really good. And then it's like, okay, there's the next level and the next level. And that's what has been cool to see, especially with the group that I was with over there, because we were really doing men's retreats for about 5 years and seeing some of the progress of the guys that came back. That is awesome. And to have some lifelong friends, and just dear people that I'm always going to stay connected to through the experiences of all those retreats. So, yeah.
Well, one of the things I think that is really powerful in these groups too is I've used the work in these circles as a marker, as a compass to kind of mark where I'm at as a man, because it's one thing to say, to be able to intuit, hey, I'm going through some shit right now, or everything was working well, and all of a sudden, why am I having all these health issues happening? Or, I thought I had this addiction licked, and how come now I'm starting to, have thoughts about X, Y, and Z, or whatever the case may be for a man, right? And when I'm in a circle of men, I can see that the sh we all share this kind of shadow and gold, right? Gifts and things that we repress and don't want to address. And men's work really over the years has been a marker for me to see where I'm at. Because to your point earlier, you're never going to not work. I mean, work on yourself. If you're committed to the hero's journey, if you're committed to your life as a man, and aging gracefully and having a legacy and being in maybe more of a blessing king mode when you're older, then it's important to stay on the pulse. And for me, I don't know of a better way to stay on the pulse for men than be circled up and looking eyeball to eyeball and heart to heart with them. That's how I know where they're at. And I love it when we get guys that are all different ages, all different skin colors, all different sexual orientations, because I think we can find what's universal in that. And I think that that's what really bonds men. I know on the Warrior Weekends with the Mankind Project, it didn't matter. The thrilling part was seeing that we all had these chapters, and that my medicine often would help you, and your medicine, the work that you're doing, and the truth that you laid bare before me that maybe I've been too ashamed to talk about, all of a sudden is available to me. And so I think there's this collective, let's look at what we're about that is really, really attractive for men in these circles. I don't know if you want to say anything to that, or that open anything up for you. And then
Yeah,
we'll talk.
just so many things. We're trained as men to compete,
Absolutely.
and we're trained to kind of we are the masculinity is that action and to do and to lead. That's what we're pushed to do, and it's I don't know. It's just So tremendously beautiful to be able to witness guys not competing. It's
Absolutely.
actually guys actually like getting to a point where like you know what, I'm gonna raise my hand here. I don't understand this concept. Can we talk about it a little bit more
Yeah.
and dive even deeper? Yeah, so they're beautiful weekends, and you had mentioned, the shadow and gold, and I think that what we humans often do, and men specifically, but we believe that our shadows are so unique and rare, and that we're the only ones who have those kind of shadows, those lessons to learn, and that's just so not true. Like, we all share so many of those, and when we can talk about them, man, it brings light into them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you brought up, not compete. I'm so glad you said that because it was one of the things that I noticed big time when I came into men's work is because I was an athlete, you were an athlete too.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a type A. I was more of a dreamer, creative, imaginative type, but I definitely competed with other men. Like I saw and I noticed like when I got into the Mad Guy Project, like I looked like oh, the younger guys, like who are these young whippersnappers think they are, And then I would look at I'd look at the leaders who were older than me by usually 10, 15 years, and they were so comfortable. They were so blessing everybody. They were so funny and just wearing their heart on their sleeve and super authentic and quick to call themselves out, like
Yes.
self-deprecating, where I was like, well, his Bob Bear's guard doesn't seem up the way mine is. He seems to really enjoy these younger guys. And so it was really an aha on my part. And I still have to do it. I have to check that, to make sure, be the older, be that kingly blessing. Don't keep men at arm's length, because your mentors don't. Right. My mentors don't do that. And so I still kind of use them as a model specifically for that because I can feel without me noticing, I can slip back into kind of competitive tendencies. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely. And I think that's just one of the blessings as a facilitator is, having so much more patience. I think I'm thinking back to when Charles and I did our first retreat. It was just Charles and I, and how impatient I was. I just wanted go. I wanted to, it had to be right on time, and fast forward, 6 years into and after quite a bit of experience, and it's like, oh, okay, let's actually take a little bit extra time here and let things sink in and have a little bit more of a meditation, or let's give everybody a break. We've been going at it pretty intense, and let's get up and move, or just there's just so much to wisdom and learnings about how to create that environment, but to feel the energy of the guys. And like you were saying, it's just the energy of having guys together to talk about the things that guys never talk about is pretty unique and amazing, and just doesn't happen very often. Unless you go to the Mankind Project, or you're fortunate and you're involved in a church group where there's men's groups and stuff like that. But outside of that, there's not. Yeah.
Well,
So.
I so appreciate too your facilitation style. As we prepare for this retreat, I really love how you have great ideas, and just like a faith that we'll come up with something that we don't have to micromanage the thing. Like you said, like the content, we have tons of it. It's just a matter of kind of sifting through it. But I just got this like wisdom of experience, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a really great circle, and I appreciate that because sometimes it can feel, I don't know, trying to get it too right, or do we have it down? And I love that you're like, look, we've got time, we're building it, it's going to be great, we've got us leading, so with that being said, like Tell us a little bit. It's called the Duckabush Men's Retreat. When are we doing it? What are the dates? Where is it at? And yeah, what kind of themes are we going to be plugging into with that retreat?
Yeah, gosh, I mean, growing up in Washington, I'd never heard of the Duckabush, and that's even being out on the Olympic Peninsula for living out there for a while. So the Duckabush River, it feeds into the Hood Canal over in the Puget Sound. So it's just on the eastern slope of the Olympics, down south, I would say, from like Port Townsend by about an hour or so. And it feeds right in, and we're gonna be on some property that's buds right up against the river. And it's one of our co-facilitators. He has a house that he is working on there. So this will be like, this is a camping retreat. We will be pitching some tents. We'll have indoor just in case it's, but it's a house in construction. It has a roof and stuff, but a camping retreat. And just it will be probably doing some cold plunging if that's something you're into. That's of course voluntary. We're not going to throw anybody in the river too, maybe. I'm just kidding. Yeah, and it's July 25th, 26th, and 27th. And I guess the closest town I was looking on the map is Brennan, Washington. So and we've already touched quite a bit on a lot of the themes that we're going to be talking about. Shadowing gold, which is the side of us that is the shadow that is part of us, that is us, and it's the parts that, gosh, especially us guys like to ignore because we're taught to
For sure.
a lot. And then the gifts that come out of that shadow, or the gifts that come out of when you actually work through those things. And I know, that you're excited to talk about that theme. And then let's see, we're also going to be talking about just what I think a little bit about just being an abundant man, and what it's what is society asking of us, men? What are women or our partners asking? What are our families asking of men? What are we fearful of? I mean, just the questions that, are things that I shove away. Even after doing all this work, I'm constantly just kind of like, there's that fear. I'm gonna put it over here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's a big age group difference, I think, too, probably. So it'll be interesting to see what kinds of things come up for the middle-aged guys and what kinds of things come up for the younger guys, right? And there'll be common themes, and some of it will be, maybe a little bit unique to the chapters that you're facing. But yeah, I'm super. I never get tired of talking about shadow gold and creating processes. I'm super excited. I think John said he was going to create something around languaging, how you create abundance through languaging. Did he say that, or did I just
Yeah,
hear that? Like how we language things to create our lives,
and talking a little bit, I know he really loves the topic of rapport, which I think that is another aspect of something that I've gotten from the retreats, is just learning how to be a friend and build rapport with guys. It's something that, is not taught. It's
Oh,
not,
no, it's
no.
not. It's not taught at all. It's funny because I grew up on sports teams, as you did you, and so I had rapport a lot of times with my teammates because we were doing battle on the football field or the basketball court, right? We would do battle together, so there was always this kind of easy rapport amongst each other. But then when I got done with my playing days, then it resorted to a little bit what you and I were talking about, which is I felt competitive with other men. And if you made your way into my inner circle, I was jocular and I loved you like a brother and stuff. But It was my tendency to view the other man over there as, I don't know him, so I don't need to be super warm with him. You know what I mean? Like he's talking to some girl that I think is cute. So let me, there was all that. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. Oh, and just what I wanted to say too about the retreat, it's a 3-dayer, but we get there Friday night and it's kind of like a settle in. We might do a little work, but Saturday is really kind of the bulk, right?
Yeah,
And then
exactly.
yeah, and then Sunday we've got like a half day, so I don't. It's not three, back, bookended days. It's really like getting there. Saturday is the bulk of the work, and then we've got a little work on Sunday, up until probably about noon, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, from experience, I know that we should mention this. This is a dry weekend. We really like people to sink into themselves and their true selves and whatever that might be, you know.
Yeah, of course. I don't even think about that, but I
Yeah,
guess you have
yeah.
to mention it. Somebody shows up with a half rack of beer, I'm here for
I brought the
the
pound of mushroom, guys. Yeah,
retreat. That's a
yeah.
different retreat right
That's a
there.
totally different retreat.
That's a wild man in the dirt retreat. So, well, I'm super looking forward to it. As this unfolds, you and I are going to go out and visit the site and start to do a little envisioning. I love that there's cold plunge. That's something I've been threatening to really embrace. So maybe this will be my entry into that where I can actually do it now. But I just wanted to, what, anything else? Is there any creative projects? Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about? I will post out the Duckabush. And post the flyer along with this episode, and give men an invite on email and all the stuff that we're going to do. But is there anything else? How do people find you if they want to work with you, if they're looking maybe to get their health in order, all of that stuff?
I'm currently actively working on my website. It's up and live. It's jallenendeavors, .com. And yeah, I'm just, it's so funny. I've been thinking about, I also love to paint. And so I've been thinking about doing some, I've helped a lot of people kind of try painting out. And so I'm looking at like maybe an art therapy certificate and starting to create a little something for the summer. Maybe some outdoor classes at some of the parks. Haven't taught yoga for a couple of years, so get back into that. Gosh, I also have a 4-week men's relationship coaching training course that I'm working on. And then Janelle, I got to mention her at least once because she's a dear friend of yours too.
Absolutely.
My gal and I are talking about doing a chakra meditation and yoga series here at some point in time.
That's
So
great.
yeah,
Yeah.
lots going on always.
Love Janelle Hartman. Jimmy, I think that art therapy thing's a really good idea. For some reason, when you mentioned it, I had light bulbs go off. I have an old mentor of mine, John, who taught art therapy, moved down to Tucson, but last I heard he was just killing it. Like he just had tons of people that he was working with, and his art was selling like crazy in galleries down there. I'm like, what? So
Love it.
I don't think you should be afraid of that direction, because that might be a really good direction for you. I get that art's important in expression. I don't know. There's something about that. I hadn't heard you say that. I'm like, oh yeah, that aligns, man. So,
Yeah. Well, it's funny, Tony. Janelle just texted that to me today. And she's like, "Hey, look what I found." And I'm like, "Oh, huh." So, but it's something that's been brewing inside, and I've been sharing it at retreats, at festivals, or whatever other things. So, yeah, it's fun.
You know what's funny is I remember John, when he was about your age, talking the same way, like saying the exact same things. Like, I'm thinking about doing this, I don't know. I'm just going to lean into it and see what happens. And then it's like, fast forward, 10 years, 15 years. I'm like, see what happens. Like, dude, you're like, oh, don't got to worry about retirement because I'm raking in money from my art therapy and my art. I'm like, well played, sir. So.
Well, I'll just tell you this, as a hobby artist for the last 6 years or so, it's becoming a storage
Yeah,
issue
yeah, yeah,
at this
yeah.
point in time. There will be a couple of art shows in the near future for sure. I've got
Yeah.
to do something
Well,
bursting.
yeah, beautiful. Well, Jimmy, thanks for coming on Basecamp for Men and sharing your insight and your wisdom. It's always great to be in your space. I'm so looking forward to this men's retreat and being in there with you. And it's going to be super fun. I can't wait to be over there, be in those conversations. It's going to be super juicy. I have not been in a men's circle for quite some time. So for me, it feels like a homecoming, but also something new. So really appreciate you and what you're creating. And thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Tony. And I just appreciate that we get a I get to start with kind of you and John and I are we're all kind of brand new friends, and we've all done so much work, and I'm just excited to do something on this side of the mountains, and just our growing friendship, and can't wait to get out on the links with you.
Love it. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, be well, brother.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did, and come to the Duckabush Men's Retreat with us on July 25th, 26th, and 27th. I promise you will come out feeling blessed, renewed, and better connected to yourself and to the men all around you. You can reach out to Jimmy or myself to get yourself registered. Jimmy mentioned his website at www.jallenendeavors.com, and my best email for this would be tonyrezac05@gmail.com. Either one will do the trick. Thank you, base campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.